Elliot Sir Parks is our Eagles reporter. Do you have the other ones that we have, Jack? Can we vote on what the best one is?
I've not gotten used to that one yet.
So we have that. We have two other ones.
I was like, what the hell is that?
All right, do we have them? Because I think that the first one I actually like the best. That, I mean, that one's good.
ESP, his pants are tight. ESP, a Twitter fight. ESP, 215 phone code. ESP, he's on the phone.
Man. And then there's one more. Elliot, do you have a personal preference? I know you probably like them all because they're about you.
Yeah, well, look, I'm just touched you guys have taken the time to make now three songs. So,
I mean, how about that, Elliot?
I can feel important. Well, also, Ike, good to hear you back, man.
Yes, sir.
Glad to see you're back. So, but no, I like all the songs. As long as they're about me, I'm good.
Right, yeah. You like when you're talked about.
This one is a pretty good one, though.
All right, we go.
ESP is on the phone.
I think Elliot is a Cowboys fan.
ESP. Hey, Elliot.
I like that part, too. Hey, Elliot. The problem is, I think
that might be my favorite.
How the times have changed. You were once called a Cowboy fan. Now I'm calling you Spadaro. You're such a homer, Elliot.
Well, I'm just keeping it real. I'm just writing what I see every day. I'm reporting. So.
All right. So let's start here. Jalen Hurts. I know we do this day to day. There's some videos.
We got to get a Hurts report, though.
Yeah, there's some videos out there floating around where he's off target big time. How did he look in the remainder of practice?
Yeah, so the videos you're talking about, obviously I saw those throws today at practice. What's been weird about Hurts is he's been far more inaccurate in, like, individual drills and one-on-one drills than he has been in team drills.
Hmm.
I don't know why that is, but some of his worst throws of camp have come just in those type of settings. And, I mean, I don't know if it's because they're
overthinking
it. I don't know if it's because they're early in practice. I don't know because they're not, like, in a competitive setting. Maybe he's not as focused. I don't know. But when it comes to the 11-11 and the 7-on-7 drills, he's been much better as a passer the last few days. Today he completed his first 14 passes. He didn't have his real first true incompletion until his second to last attempt of the day. And what I like what I'm seeing from him is he's starting to hit more on the intermediate type throws. The first 4 or 5 days of camp were mostly either checkdowns or deep passes. And he throws a very nice deep ball. And then the checkdowns, you would hope he would complete a high percentage of those. Where he has improved is the intermediate, you know, 10 to 15, 20-yard completions that require arm strength against the sideline. So he's been much better with those the last few days.
That's good to hear. As far as, like, we saw Rodney McLeod wearing the hat. I saw you tweet that out. It seems like teammates are really embracing and rallying around Jalen Hurts. Do you see that as well?
Yeah, I think you definitely see that. I mean, the fact that, you know, Rodney made that hat. You heard about this type of stuff last year. I mean, I will couch this with the caveat of it's easy to do it now, right? I mean, people, you know, loved Carson, right, the first few years too. Like, we'll see how they rally around him if he doesn't play well, or if the team starts, you know, 3-7 or something like that. So, but right now, yes, I mean, players do speak very highly of him, and they seem to genuinely like him and, you know, kind of rally around him.
So what else are you finding interesting out there, right? We talk about the quarterbacks a lot. What about the guys that he's throwing the football to? Since I've been gone, Devontae has gotten banged up a little bit. Just a quick, I guess, a little thumbnail on him. And then who else is sort of standing out to you from the receivers?
Yeah, so I have a defensive note I definitely want to get to. I think you'll appreciate.
Okay.
But as far as the receivers, today, Quez Watkins, and really yesterday, he had a really good day. Last year in camp, and during the season, what stood out with him was really just his speed. I think he ran the fastest 40 times at combine. He's definitely fast. But you can see this year he's much more of a polished receiver. He seems to be winning at the line of scrimmage a lot more. He's making catches along the sideline. So he's really stood out. With no Smith today, they started Fulgham on one side, Rager on the other, and Greg Ward in the slot. So I would guess, you know, when Smith is healthy, they'll probably slide Rager inside and keep Smith on the outside. But I would say that the only receiver that stood out besides Smith was Quez Watkins. And then Fulgham's been pretty good, too. He hasn't been as good as Watkins, but I would say he's probably been their second-best receiver, you know, today.
Man, speaking of receivers, did I see something out there where you were suggesting that the Eagles go out and get a veteran receiver And listen, I've gone a long way with you in respecting your sports opinions this offseason. You really come a long way. But there's a rumor you threw a name in there that I can't believe you threw in there. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to explain yourself right now. This veteran wide receivers. First of all, why do you think they need one? And then secondly, who are some of the guys that you would encourage them to go out there and look at getting?
Yeah, well, there's a reason I wrote this when I knew you weren't going to be on the air, right? I dropped this one when I was safe. But, no, look, I think they need a veteran wide receiver. I like Devontae Smith. I think Quez Watkins looked really good. I like the idea of giving the young guys a chance. I would give them every opportunity first. But the reality is they could all be really bad. I mean, and there's a reality that they might not hit their ceiling. And so this team needs a receiver that has more experience. I mean, the roster, if you look at it now, Greg Ward, I think, has, you know, 30 or 40 career catches, maybe a little more than that. But outside of that, John Hightower has 10. JJ has 10. Quez Watkins only has a few. Smith has absolutely none, and now he's going to miss probably all of training camp. So there's not a lot of great options out there, but I think they definitely need to bring one in to give the unit some type of a veteran presence. And this is a name you're going to hate, and I can't believe I've talked myself into it. But I don't think bringing Alshon back is the worst thing in the world. He looked good last year with Jalen Hurts. He'll obviously be cheap. He's a full year removed from his Achilles injury, and he's a big body receiver, which is really where the biggest question marks on this roster are. So I don't think it's as crazy as an idea as I'm guessing you probably do.
Man, they can go get T.O. or Brandon Marshall before they go get Alshon Jeffrey. Are you kidding me? I mean, listen, first of all, Alshon is cooked, can't play anymore, could never run by anybody. And leadership in the meeting room, that's the last thing he was known for. So when you're talking about a young group, I don't mind the idea of a vet receiver. I'm just saying, come on now. Alshon,
that makes sense.
Alshon hasn't been gone that long for us to forget that he was part of the reason there was an issue in the locker room.
Well, I think he just talked about the issue.
Well, that made it bigger, Elliot. That's a problem.
Right. No, it did. You're right.
That's a problem.
Carson's gone. The coaching staff is gone. And you're right that he might be cooked, but he didn't look bad with Jalen at quarterback last year. He had a touchdown against the Saints. He had, I think, 66 yards against the Cardinals. And then he had a 22-yard catch against the Cowboys. So I think that a lot of the issue last year was, you know, what you saw with a lot of players was the quarterback was so bad, everybody looked bad.
But
when Jalen got in there, he didn't look that bad.
Elliot, the issue is the things that followed Alshon from Chicago here continued here. Coaches talk. Front office. Why do you think he hasn't even gotten a sniff?
Yeah, he's got 31 teams.
He hasn't gotten a sniff from anybody this offseason.
Yeah, look, to be clear, none of the options are good. I'm not saying they bring out. I'm not saying they bring out.
He hasn't gotten a sniff from anybody this offseason.
Fantastic signing. But I'm saying when the other options are Golden Tate and Kills, I mean, you know.
All right, enough of this nonsense, because Elliot, I need to know if it's Zach McPherson or Zach McPherson, and if you are as giddy over him as some of the other scribes are.
No, I'm not. I mean, I think he's been okay. Look, he's getting mostly second and third team reps. He's going against Nick Mullins every day. I think he's been good. I mean, he's broken up a few passes, but I'm not, you know, I don't think he's been a standout or anything like that. And I'm pretty sure it's Zach McPherson, who also talked today. And I, you know, if that's probably
so, hold on, it's not Zach, it's Zach?
I believe it's Zach, yeah. Oh. I should look into this, but it is Z-E-C-H. Yeah,
no, I know, but sometimes, you know, like it's not Tra Thomas, it's Trey Thomas, right? Like, it's just, you know, if you first look at it.
Right,
well, yeah,
right.
Jack Keffer thought it was Tra.
I think it's Zach, but I will double-check that.
All right, well, there you have it. Elliot Shore Parks.
Hold on, so we had some defensive fun.
Yeah, what's the defensive thing you wanted to say?
Yeah, so I think the thing that should be talked about a lot more, and when we start to watch these games, you're going to see it, is I think this team's going to play a lot of 3-4. I think you're going to see a lot of stand-up rushers in that kind of joker linebacker role. I think you're going to see Jannard Avery on the field quite a bit, and I think you're going to see maybe even Joe Osman out there quite a bit. So one thing I've seen with Gannon in these practices is he switches things up a lot. With Jim Schwartz, the coordinator, the last few years, we kind of saw the same thing every week, right? There wasn't a lot of creativity from Schwartz. I think Gannon, and it could hurt them at points, like miscommunications and those things, but I think you're going to see a lot of different formations from him.
Wow, 3-4.
Sounds good to me.
Huh. Nice.
Yeah, and I don't know if Fletcher feels about the 3-4. He didn't seem too thrilled when he was talking about it, but you know, I think they need to do do something to help the defense, right? And I think the different formations is what they're going to go with. A lot of 3-4, I think you're going to be.
Wow. All right. Good info. Ellie, appreciate it. Talk to you tomorrow.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right, there he is. ESP.
Jeffrey, man. Come on, man.
I mean, we briefly discussed it yesterday. No, like you said, it's the, like, nobody even worked him out. Like, he's not retired, and no one has him on his roster. Come on, give me a break.
No.
With him. And
no, you got young guys here. Alshon. If they thought Alshon was a good presence for young players and that they could learn something from him, then maybe they would have done that. That's not what they're looking for. They know Alshon better than anybody does.
Yep.
Right? Travis Fulgham would not be happy, by the way.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying, if he's a veteran that knows that he's here to be sort of a mentor and help the young guys out and is going to be all about inclusive and knows that role and accepts that role, that's never been Alshon, man.
No.
Like, listen, I'm not trying to crap on him now that he's not here, but he's nothing about Alshon Jeffrey says great teammate.
No.
Stop it. He had the same issues in Chicago.
No, and, like, I'm okay with taking snaps away from a younger player if you're bringing in somebody that can help the
overall
team.
Man, if he's good,
yeah. Yeah, like but Golden Tate was a problem last year with the Giants. Mm-hmm. I don't need to bring Golden Tate
another
in here.
Another veteran that didn't want to be with the young players.
And didn't want to lose snaps to the guys, and he was mad when they did it. And they had, I mean, I think he got suspended. They didn't play him.
Yep.
I don't need that here.
Yep.
You already have Zach Ertz here. He's not happy. You're still playing that game.
I agree.
So, I mean,
let the young guys, let them. We don't need any veterans here as far as receivers go. Let these young guys. Now, granted, if guys start going down,
sure,
then that's different. But I don't need to just bring a veteran in for the sake of bringing a veteran in. That's something they should have done already if they felt that was important. That's something you do for mini camps, off season, so guys have more time to do the learning part. We're talking about it's time to get ready to go. It's go time. So a veteran receiver isn't coming in here in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and worried about teaching young players. No, that's not what he's doing.
No. Just keep this in mind with everything that Elliott says, too, that he's got them at 11 wins and and the quarterback with 35 total touchdowns.
Well, why does he want Alshon if he has another 11 wins?
Because he thinks that's going to help the team.
No.
Everything he says, he cares about the short term. He's not looking big picture there, Ike.
Right.
All right, let's take some phone calls. Look who's on the line. Herb in Northeast Philly. Herbie?
Yeah, I think they're going to win 9 games, okay?
Yeah?
What?
Herb, first of all, what were you doing at the gym? We got a report you were at the gym. What were you doing there?
I was doing some leg presses, and I did a few crunches on my stomach.
Crunches?
I got to see the doctor on Thursday to find out what's going on, you know?
With what?
I still got pain in the hand, you know?
From the carpal tunnel. All right, well, I just wanted to know what you were working on. Are you doing some light cardio? Because that's really what I'd suggest, working on the core and then cardio.
I was on the treadmill today.
Okay. All right, be careful.
Time, when you talk to him, ask him, me and you, to get on the guest list for practice.
Who's he talking to, Herb?
When you talk to Elliott, I'm me and Ike to go to practice.
Ike is going to practice.
We're going Sunday, Herb. I'll be there Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to the Phillies game Saturday and Sunday, but then I got Diamond Club, but I might not stay for the whole thing.
Okay. Well, guess what? After the Phillies game, the Eagles are having an open practice at the link. Walk right over to the stadium.
No, but he wants access because he wants to talk to the coaches and the GM.
Oh, come on, Herb. I mean, they're working right now, man.
Ike, you remember a year ago, or even 2 years ago, I told you about running a 3-4 defense. It's a hybrid with a blitzer on the side. That's what it is.
That's what it seems like they're going to do, yep.
Okay. A blitzer right, a blitzer left.
What about Prancer and Dancer and Donner and Mixon? Cupid. On Rudolph.
When they know it's a pass, they're going to shoot a guy in.
All right. Herb, you coming down Friday?
I'm going to be in Baltimore. I told you. I'm going to see the Orioles. My buddy is the head coach for the Tampa Bay Rays.
He is.
Okay.
Does he know that?
I'm going to try to get a bat from him. Try to get a bat 33-30, you know?
All right. What? Is that what you are, 33-30?
Is that what you swing?
Or is that your pants jean size?
33-30, whatever.
Yeah. All right. All right. Let us know. Give us a call on Friday when you're driving down.
The following Friday, I'm going to show you.
All right. There he is, Herb. Thank you, Herb. Thank you. Yep.
Herb needs a lot of hookups, man.
He's got a lot of hookups.
Man.
Would you say Herb's the smartest football caller to our show?
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah. I think we should do all 22 breakdowns with Herb.
It's a dynamite idea.
He confused me right there. He had a blitz on the right, a blitz on the left, a 3-4 hybrid.
Well, he told you 2 years ago about the 3-4 defense.
He did. I remember that.
Well, and remember his big call last year, which might come to fruition next year, 46 dive left with the fullback.
So you
think Nick goes back to a fullback?
I could see it.
We need to get Herb.
Richie.
Can we do it? Can we do?
Richie's a tailback now. He's not a fullback
anymore.
Yeah,
he's a slot receiver.
Can we do a special podcast talking football with Herb? Actually, talking baseball with Herb would work too.
Talking anything. Just talking with Herb.
So, how much do you think he was putting up on the leg press?
And he was doing crunches. If I could get a photo of him doing crunches,
yes. I bet he was getting all the way up too. Do you think his neck even got off the ground?
Oh, man.
I need to see the package. I'm like, Herb, I saw you.
Yeah.
You ain't doing no crunches, bro. I know that.
Now, I hope Herb's not the old guy that needs to be nude in the locker room.
Oh, while he's working out?
Oh, when he goes
in the locker room?
He's definitely that guy at the Y.
Sitting on the bench. Yeah.
The sauna.
Let me stop. Yeah.
No, but it's been a while since I've been to a gym. But the guy that needs to use the hair dryer naked. It's like, come on, man, put on a pair of drawers. Or
so I called Kurt Schilling.
That's right.
Yeah, remember I told you that?
Dude brushing his
teeth. I thought he was a tight end.
I don't mean the tight end that I saw because it wasn't tight.
He didn't have a tight end.
No, it wasn't tight.
All right, back to the phones. Greg in North Philly.
A true story too.
when you shared the facilities, right?
Shared bathroom. Well, not he and I personally, but the teams.
Teams. What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What is up?
What's up, G?
All right, now listen. I got a Eagles, and then I'm gonna go to the Sixers, right?
All right.
Now the Eagles. This is directed to you, Ike.
Okay.
I want you to listen to me carefully.
All right.
I played Pop Warner, junior high school. The whole nine. You went through all that, and you also made it on a pro level.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My question to you is a two part. Is there any strenuous, more culpability as far as training camp from college to the pros? And the second part is, are you surprised that Devontae is injured this early?
Give me the first question again, G.
Okay. The first question is there's a questionability about the strength and conditioning as far as going from Pop Warner all the way to the pros.
All right.
All right. Now, him leaving college, he was at Alabama?
Yep.
All right. Now, him leaving Alabama, is the conditioning and training camp more strenuous than the pros than it is in college? And are you surprised that he's injured this early?
Listen, without having firsthand knowledge, I can only go by what I know from years in the past. It's been a long time since I even had the ability to watch a college practice, right, live, let alone actually be attending a college practice. So I don't know how difficult practices are at the college level. I will say, I would imagine without having a union, it's probably a little more physical than it is at the pro level.
Right.
Right. Depending on the coaching background or whomever that coach is at that university, they can have them out there for a certain amount of time. There are actually restrictions on what coaches can do at practices nowadays. You know, ever since the concussions and head trauma and all of that, things have changed as to how much power a coach has on having players out there on the field and what they can do with them out there on the field. The long answer to your question is, I would imagine college practices are a little harder than pro practices.
Yes, I would agree.
So I'll just say that as a guesstimation. And then as far as Devontae being banged up, without actually knowing how the injury happened, you know, a sprained MCL, it sounds like maybe he could have banged knees or somebody banged into his knee. I sprained my MCL before, and it's an injury that where you get hit on the outside of your knee, and it sort of stretches the ligaments on the inside, as opposed to somebody hitting you on the inside of your knee and stretching your outside ligament. So I don't know how that injury happened. I don't know if that was due to contact or him running a route or what have you. But I'm never surprised when somebody is injured in football. It just comes with the sport.
Yeah, it's almost 100% certainty that you're going to get something.
It just comes with it. Thankfully, it's not anything major.
Yes, and he's going to be ready. I mean, how'd you like to be a Colts fan and your new shiny quarterback may miss the first 7 or 8 games?
Boy, I tell you, you're talking about getting punched in the gut over the weekend. That was a Saturday, right? When did that come out that Wentz was –
Friday he got hurt, and you realized it was serious, but then
– And Carson said he was going to play through it.
Right.
Right.
And then they checked with the doctors, and they said no.
Right.
Yeah, Carson initially said no surgery, rest and rehab, so he can be ready to go.
Well, that's the last thing he wants.
Yes,
he has to deal with another rehab and injury.
Yep.
So yeah, he couldn't avoid it. Got through the weekend, couldn't avoid it, and the Nick Foles thing came out. Not surprised.
Me neither.
Not surprised by that, and Nick wants to play. I would be surprised if the Colts entertained
that. I'd be shocked.
Yeah, I mean, you're just asking for it.
They're a well-run organization.
Just know that you're asking for it if you go down that road.
Yeah, Howie was ready to bring Nick Foles back, apparently. Speaking of
was he?
That was the story. He said no. I don't know if it's true. Nick Foles said no.
We're coming here?
Yeah, remember that?
Oh, that's right, with the Hurts thing.
And I think that's when he talked about yesterday, there was a team interested, right?
He was talking about the Eagles.
I think he's talking about the Eagles.
Yeah.
And he talked an awful lot about well-run organization.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't even put all that together.
Yeah, listen to it again.
And he did. We might need to hear that again, Jack, at some point.
All right, we'll play it coming up in a second. 215-592-9494.
He was talking about the Eagles when he saw it. It's just now dawning on me that he said all of that, and I forgot that he could have came to the Eagles, but the report was he didn't want to come.
You have it? Well, let's play it coming up here. Coming up next, 215-592-9494. The Spurs, DeMar DeRozan going to the Bulls. 3 years, $85 million, Ike? One less player for the Sixers. Not that they were linked to him at all.
So we're the sixth best team in the conference now.
Holy cow. Steph Curry's 4-year contract of $215 million. $48 million in the first year, $51.9 million, $55.7 million. In the final year of his contract, he makes $59.6 million, all guaranteed. Million. Making $60 million a year.
He's not a normal human being.
Man. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Coming up, Jalen Hurts' teammates. They seem to like him. They bought in, but have the Eagles. Also, Donovan McNabb chimed in on Jalen Hurts. What did he have to say? And we'll play the Nick Foles cut as well. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, how about your water heater right now? Summer is here, so the heat is on, but is your water heater giving you all the hot water that you need? Well, my home has a Bradford White water heater. My family gets all the hot water we need. And at night, sometimes the dishwasher's going, sometimes the washing machine's going, but I have the kids in the tub. My wife takes a shower at the same time. I never have an issue getting hot water. That's Bradford White water heaters. They're built to be the best. Top performance, top efficiency, top reliability. Ask your plumbing professional about Bradford White or visit bradfordwhite.com to learn more and to find a pro near you. Choose the best water heater. Choose Bradford White.